shrieking in the break of day. One little item that a day. All his life, he is only waiting for that 10 o'clock bone drive.
Ooh. 10 o'clock bone drive.
Nah, I'm not really only waiting for the 10 o'clock bone dry. I do look forward to a light, just kind of a celebratory drink. And I feel it after, 5 hours of rock'em sock'em in the trenches, slash and burn warfare, that I'm entitled to ease the pain of existence, to take the edge off, to slip away to another plane, and then lie down briefly in the office. I mean, ain't nothing strange about it. I read in the Bible that, I mean, hell, Jesus like a bone dry every now and then. Well, not a bone dry, but didn't he turn the water into wine? What was that for? They wasn't making sangria out of it, I'll tell you that. They was having a drink, settling nerves a little bit. Dealing there on the banks of the Sea of Galilee. And to this day I remember that he walks with me and he talks with me. He tells me I am his own. I remember, when we was all altar boys at Our Lady of Inadvertent Flatulence, Reverend Felch had all assigned us some duty. My duty was to catch the mice that ran around the church. Because every now and then, we'd be in the middle of a church service and a mouse would run through the choir loft and all them women would be a-eeking and a-ooing. Bibles would be flying. Offering trays would be tipping over. And Reverend Felch said, Nino, it's your job to catch them mice. Set out some apples. Cheese stinks. We can't have a whole church full of cheese on a Sunday afternoon. Mice like apples. Set out them apples. You catch them. Put it in the trap. Well, I'm getting ready. And Mr. Johannesson, the maintenance man, said, what the hell you doing, Nino? I said, well, I'm baiting these mouse traps with apples here. And Mr. Johannesson said, they don't like apples. They like nuts. Mice will eat nuts. I said, oh, my. So now I'm in a dilemma. Do I bait the chap with apples or do I bait them with nuts? I figured I'd go 50-50. Half of them I put apples, half of them I put nuts. That's when I had my real dilemma. Because the mice went for the nuts. And after I cleaned it up, Reverend Felcher said, good job, Nino. Did you catch the mice by the apples? I said, no, Pastor, I caught them by... Never mind, sir.